The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy. Joined now by Ambassador Robert O'Brien, National Security Advisor to President Trump. Welcome back, Ambassador O'Brien, and double congratulations on your recovery from the virus and on being part of the team that assisted President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and Crown Prince Zayed in bringing home a historic peace accord yesterday. That's a double big congratulations.
Well, thanks, Hugh. It's always great to be with you. And what an accomplishment for the President, the Prime Minister, and the Crown Prince yesterday with the Abraham Accords. Really something special, and I was proud to be part of that team.
I would like you to expand a little bit on the nuts and bolts. I had one member of the team tell me yesterday that you continue to work on this even when you're at home recovering from the virus. There are lots of people who worked on this. Of course, the big three, but you got Secretary of State Pompeo and Secretary Mnuchin. You got Jared Kushner, fellow Avi Berkowitz, who I have not met. On your team, General Correa, Captain Vandroff. I mean, we've got all sorts of Americans, and that doesn't even begin to touch on Ambassador Otaibi and Ambassador Dermer.
No, and Ambassador David Friedman, our ambassador to Israel, played a role in that, and Rob Greenway at the NSC. It was really a team effort, and folks rolled up their sleeves and got something done that's going to change the world. You know, it's a good morning when you wake up and Thomas Friedman in the New York Times is praising President Trump and agreeing that this was huge. It was really a courageous step for all the players. I want to compliment the Crown Prince. I mean, his name is now going to go down with Anwar Sadat and King Hussein of Jordan. Prime Minister Netanyahu's name will always be mentioned with Perez and with Begin. It's a dangerous neighborhood, and these were very courageous steps that these men took. And as I've said before, the president's known as a deal maker. Great deals, great trade deals. Great deals with Congress on taxes, but I think history is going to remember the president as a peacemaker. It's really something special that he was able to put together.
When exactly do you think you all knew that the deal was done? Because these are fragile instruments until they become cemented into place. When did that moment arrive when the president looked to you and said, "We got a deal. The art of the deal is here"?
Yeah, we knew when he hung up the phone yesterday. I mean, these things, number one, it was pretty extraordinary that we were able to keep it quiet so that it couldn't be derailed by the enemies of peace and it couldn't be politicized. So we were able to keep it quiet. We were able to keep the parties talking. And the president, as he does, hosted a call yesterday morning with Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Crown Prince. And the deal came together, and the statement was issued by all three parties. And we hung up the phone and knew we had a deal. And it was really special. The president was very generous. He had the entire team that had worked on this historic accord together in the Oval Office with him. For the call from the more junior staffers all the way up to the senior folks. Unfortunately, Secretary Pompeo was traveling in Europe and couldn't be there, but he had a big role as well. And as soon as the phone call was over, everyone broke into spontaneous applause. It was quite a moment.
Can we walk, for the benefit of history, Ambassador O'Brien, some specifics on the individuals on the American side involved? Brian Hook is the Secretary of State Special Representative for Iran. What was his role here?
Look, Brian spent a lot of time in the region over the past few months talking to the leaders, and clearly the concern about the threat that Iran poses, as well as the confidence that the parties had that the United States would stand up to Iran after President Trump withdrew from the disastrous JCPOA and put maximum pressure on Iran. I think that's what gave the parties confidence in part to move forward with this, because they saw the the pressure that we're putting on Iran, and Brian's done a great job out in the Middle East at the UN and otherwise making sure that that coalition stuck together. So, you know, important role.
Let's talk about Jared Kushner and Avi Berkowitz. Jared has taken an enormous amount of heat as allegedly being a dilettante at times and over his head. Now he's brought home a deal. How intimately involved with every aspect of this is Jared Kushner? And again, I don't know who Avi Berkowitz is, but his name's all over every account I've read.
Well, look, Jared quarterbacked this thing under the direction of the president. I mean, this was President Trump's deal, but this was a something very near and dear to Jared's heart. He spent the last 3.5 years cultivating relationships in the region and building trust and confidence in Israel, but also in the Gulf capitals and the Arab capitals. And I mean, this wouldn't have happened without Jared and his commitment to the deal, working for his father-in-law, the president of the United States. And, you know, I think the criticisms of Jared that are out there, I think they're unfair. I've never seen someone who works harder. He's there early in the morning. He's there late at night. He's working the phones. He's an extraordinarily charming guy, excellent diplomat, and under any other circumstances would be hailed as, one of the great deal makers, and along with the president, in American history. Look what he did with the USMCA, and look what he did with criminal justice reform. I mean, he's taken on hard issues. The Middle East peace is just the latest in a series of tough issues that Jared's tackled and done with aplomb. And
it's all lawyers. Avi Berkowitz is a Harvard lawyer, right?
Avi is, and a very, very talented young lawyer and young man, and someone we're going to hear from again in the future, there's no doubt. And he worked tirelessly and also spent a lot of time in the region traveling with Brian and others and working with me on a daily basis. And I've come to have great respect for Avi, and he developed, again, these things are relationship driven, right? And he developed great relationships with the Ambassador Dermer, Ambassador Otaiba, Ambassador Friedman, with the players in the foreign, the various foreign ministries, and he was tireless in working on this deal, and it was great to see him say a few words and have him recognized by the president yesterday.
Now, you mentioned, and people don't understand, the NSC is only 100 people, but you mentioned Rob Greenway, who I don't know, and Major General Miguel Correa, Captain Mark Mandra. Why so many military active and retired on the NSC, Robert O'Brien?
Well, look, we have the NSC's got a big role on foreign policy, but also a big role in national security, and this is a matter that involved both national security and foreign policy. General Correa had served as the defense attaché in the UAE and had great relationships there. Captain Vandroff was a very successful naval officer and came to us recently to the NSC. And so there were defense aspects to this that were important. Rob Greenway is a retired Army colonel. Intelligence officer and is also runs our Middle East shop and has great relationships in the region. So we were proud as the NSC to help coordinate the activities and the efforts here and provide some backup to the our other diplomats, both in the White House and at the State Department, who are working this issue very hard over the past, especially the past 6 weeks, but really over the past year or two.
Now, Ambassador O'Brien, a lot of people in the United States yesterday did not know, quote, MBZ, close quote. You have spent time with him, I believe, when you were a special envoy for hostage affairs for the president. I think you spent time with MBZ, and the Secretary Pompeo has. The president has talked to him. Tell Americans a little bit about MBZ.
Well, MBZ is the Mohammed bin Zayed is the crown prince of Abu Dhabi, and is the his brother is has some illness, so he's been running the government in the UAE for some time now. He's been a tremendous friend of the United States. You mentioned that when I was the hostage envoy, I worked closely with him. The UAE was intimately involved in bringing home Danny Burch, a hostage who was being held in Yemen at the time, a Texas oil worker. And had it not been for the Crown Prince and his team, Danny might still be in a basement or a dungeon in Yemen. So I've had a long history of working with him. I have a tremendous degree of respect for him. He's a very competent, capable ruler, and has done a great job with his country. The UAE is a dynamic place. Most Americans are familiar with Dubai, and it's a massive city. It's a tourist center. It's a high-tech center. It's a finance center. And I think that's why you're going to see this relationship between Israel and the UAE really blossom, with Israel being a start at this, you know, the quote startup nation, and the high tech and Silicon Valley of the Middle East married up with the finance center that you have in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. That's going to be a juggernaut of creativity and innovation and high tech. I think it's going to be great for the whole region, especially for the two countries that took the risk to enter into these Abraham Accords.
Now, Ambassador O'Brien, these are not three small personalities: MBZ, Benjamin Netanyahu, President Trump. How'd they get, as a national security advisor, I heard you say last week to Margaret Brennan, you're not in the habit of detailing the calls on which you participate in the public, the private calls between world leaders. You listen in and you're on the call. But what was the relationship like on the phone between Trump, MBZ, and Netanyahu?
It was very warm, very cordial. One of the things that the president has... one of the great attributes, and I've talked about this before publicly without getting into the details of any specific call, he really has an incredibly good manner with foreign leaders. He gets along with them. He's cordial with them. He's civil with them, all the things you'd expect from a diplomat, and he's very persuasive with them. So what had happened is, over the past 3 years, the president had developed a great deal of trust with Prime Minister Netanyahu and with the Crown Prince. And it's that reservoir of trust that allows you to bring folks together, to push them over the line, to negotiate with them, to mediate with them, to encourage them and to persuade them. And that's what the president was doing. And it was in great form over the past several weeks and in multiple calls with both leaders. And then ultimately in the call yesterday, in which he had both leaders on the line together, and the agreement was finally struck and signed off on. And I think Americans would be very proud of their president if they'd watched how he handled these negotiations with a lot of dignity, but also with a lot of goodwill and friendship and good humor with these two leaders.
There's speculation in many outlets, both foreign and domestic, that Oman and Bahrain are lined up behind the UAE in their intention to strike accords with Israel. Can you comment on that, Ambassador O'Brien?
Well, I'm not going to comment on specific countries, but I think what the UAE has done is shown a way forward, a path forward for other countries in the region to sign a peace deal with Israel, to normalize relations, to open embassies, to have direct flights, and to really take advantage of the economic engine that Israel has become. It's an incredible country, and it's a creative country. It's an innovative country. It's full of great universities and colleges, and it's a worldwide tech center. So it behooves countries in the region to get together with Israel. Look, Israel's a fact of life. Israel's not going away. Israel is the homeland of the Jewish people, and it will be for many, many, many years. And it's the path forward for the region is to link up Israel with these other great countries and to have peace and to share in economic prosperity and also in security cooperation. So I think you're going to see other countries, but, you know, and the president's very optimistic, and we want to keep the momentum going.
I mean, it does mean Israel is here to stay.
Israel's here to stay, but every one of these deals is going to be tough. These are not easy deals, and we've only had three Arab countries normalize and make peace with Israel: Egypt, Jordan, and now UAE. They were all the result of a long process of negotiations and hard work by the United States, but also by Israel and the countries involved and the Arab countries involved. So we're optimistic. We think that there are other countries that are going to follow in the UAE's footsteps, but none of them will be easy. But, you know, it wouldn't be worthwhile if it was easy.
Ambassador Robert O'Brien, again, congratulations on recovery from the virus and on being part of this historic deal between the UAE and Israel. It's a huge deal. Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.